Welcome to the Sort of Success Weekly podcast, where we talk all about growing your business using speaking. And today my guest is Catherine Burek, and she is the interview doctor. And I know she does lots of speaking engagements, so I'm excited for us to be able to learn from her. So welcome to the podcast, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's a wonderful time to be here. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, let's just get started by talking about, how do you find speaking engagements?
I have a little circuit that I run each year, and those people call me back every year. Those are, we're going to talk about probably one of those kinds of speaking engagements, but I generally get speaking engagements from referrals. People who have heard me speak before and then would like to have me speak on another topic. I am affiliated with one library, and they call me periodically also to come in and speak. So it's based on referrals and repeat business.
Okay. And so what's your ideal client? And are they always at those speaking engagements?
Well, that's a really good question. Some of the circuit that I run are for job seekers groups. And these are organizations that are, they're voluntary organizations that support people who are in transition, job seekers. And those, for those, I generally do not necessarily get a fee. And I know that wasn't your question. So I'm not necessarily seeking to add more pro bono clients to my speaking gigs. The ones that come from fees, yes, they often have in their audience my ideal client for my business. So I keep an eye out on that. If I wanted to expand my business more often, and if I were in town more frequently, I would focus my attention on the professional associations where my ideal client as an individual client would be working, would be attending those meetings. That's a very smart thing for me to do, which at this point today, I don't choose to do that, but that's where my ideal work client lives and works, and that's how I would put myself in front of them. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so, speaking of fee or free, do you have an opinion?
Oh, I would really always prefer to get a fee.
Duh.
because you know, you don't just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to give a talk. There's always some preparation involved, sometimes some significant preparation, especially in this day and age of the COVID-19, where our speaking engagements are on video. And so that usually requires some sort of a PowerPoint, and that requires a little bit of more extra work, some sort of way to keep the visual learner engaged so they're not just staring at me the whole time. I prefer to be paid, and there are associations that I speak to, as I mentioned, and groups if I were going to do a keynote speech, or if I was going to do a workshop, which I still count as a speaking engagement. Those workshops are usually paid. They are paid.
Mm-hmm. So how would someone go from doing mostly free workshops where they're running all over to rotaries and networking groups and things like that, practicing their skills, shift over to being paid?
The way you would do it is to create a campaign. This campaign, like many marketing campaigns that we would run, identifies the target audience. So what you want to do is try to figure out who are the audiences that would pay, mm-hmm. and then you put yourself in front of them. There are some tools that are required. You need to have some videos that demonstrate your ability to speak. You need to have some topics with descriptions, and those need to be put in a certain place on your website or in your marketing materials. And so once you know who are the people who could pay and you know what you want to talk about, then you reach out and build relationships with those organizations, the people who are booking speakers and doing the programming, and then they will consider you for their programming. This takes some time and requires some advanced planning.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it doesn't happen overnight. You don't suddenly become this big name speaker, like some people think it's easy to do, and really isn't, right? No, and so I'm really interested about getting clients from speaking engagements, because I think a lot of our listeners are interested in that. So how do you handle that at each individual speaking engagement? How do you capture email addresses? How do you get clients from it?
This is really critical, because if we're growing our businesses, there should be no wasted action. So again, there needs to be an organized process that you follow in order to make that happen. So here's what I do. First of all, there is the advanced preparation. I make arrangements with the organizer that I can either receive the list of the participants with their emails, which that doesn't happen very often, or I bring with me a half sheet, which has a comment card on it. And on the other side of it is contact information with a little box that will allow me to contact them or to add them to my list. Everybody needs to have a list, and I want them added to my list. And in that way, I can communicate with them after the meeting. Mm-hmm. I have done things like I've written 3 books. And so many times I'll bring my books with me, and I'll offer a raffle in exchange for business cards. So people will pass the hat around, and they will put their business cards in there, and then I'll draw one and give away some books. And so that way I get the business cards. Now, in that case, I don't have their specific permission to put them on my list, but mm-hmm. I can reach out. I can put them on LinkedIn. That's my process. I put them on LinkedIn, and I send them an email, and I arrange to put them on my list or to have some conversation with them. Sometimes on that half sheet, I will put an offer. If you would like to buy my book or an ebook, I will throw in 30 minutes of coaching free. And we'll do some virtual coffee, or sometimes even in-person coffee, depending. And then through that, I will be building a relationship and revealing their needs to see if I can solve their needs. And I have gotten clients that way.
Mm-hmm. And what percent of people, I'm sorry for interrupting you, what percent of people actually fill out that they would want that coaching call?
So if there are 50 people in the room, probably 30 will give me back the filled out form, and maybe 10% will say, yeah, yes, 10 to 20% of the total population in the room will say that they want to talk with me. Now, sometimes I'll even sell the book in the room with the accompanying coaching session and never hear from the person again. Actually, that happens more often than not. Yeah. But if I have the permission to put them on my list, then I know occasionally they will come back to me. They'll be receiving my emails, they'll be receiving my blog, and they will come to me when they need help with the things that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I do in the meeting, in the presentation, is I stand by the front door, by the door where everyone enters, and I shake every hand, and I introduce myself, I get their name, I try to get their business cards at that point, and then I joke that, hey, I'm the speaker, I wanted to make sure that you know me, because if you know me, then you won't throw tomatoes. I mean, I make a joke out of it, but what I'm doing is personalizing myself for them, and making myself a real person who's approachable, so that if they have an issue with something that I can help them with, then they feel comfortable. Otherwise, they feel like, I think I know when I go to a meeting, sometimes I feel like the keynote speaker is not that interested in talking to just little old me.
Yes, exactly. That's a great strategy. And so as you're nurturing these people after they've been at an event that you spoke at and you have their email addresses, how quickly do you follow up? And do you follow up just to that group at all, or do you just put them in your list and they're part of what you do with your list?
Oh, that's a really good question. Usually I just send them a LinkedIn invitation, which is one opportunity to talk. I follow up and I try to do that within days. I know I'm supposed to do it right away, but sometimes life gets in the way and I don't get to it right away. Mm-hmm. But I still always follow up as quickly as I possibly can.
That's a good idea.
I probably, just like everyone else, could probably do a better job of following up to build relationships. I think everyone, this is an ongoing issue, networking to build relationships to get more work. So of course, I think I could do always a better job. But sometimes I just add them to the list, send them an email, send them a LinkedIn invitation, and I probably have to admit that I've never talked to them again.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah, there's only so much.
That's very typical. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Do you have any other words of wisdom on this topic that we haven't covered?
Let's see, I was making some notes. I think that it's really important to understand what the audience needs and give that to them. Even if I come into a speaking engagement, the organizer might have an idea of what they want delivered, but I will usually open up a meeting by, at some point early in the presentation, talking about asking them questions about what they need. We're finding some way to get at that so that I can customize on the spot whatever I'm doing so that both the organizer, the programming person, and the audience, both of those groups will get what they need. That's important for repeat business.
I don't think everybody could do that on the spot.
Well, you know, I really talk on one or two major topics that are related to my business. Yeah. There are three or four different kinds of presentations I make, but if you were going to have a speech pad, a speaking engagement, you would be able to adjust on the spot because you know your material so well.
Right.
You're not reading off of PowerPoints. You're not talking off of note cards. You know the point you want to make. You know the process you want to get to it. And then if you can, you have to adjust. It's like a little bit of a dance.
Yeah.
We should all be that comfortable when we get in front of an audience.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. That's excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on with me. I think we got some really great tidbits that people are going to appreciate.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can learn more about Catherine at theinterviewdoctor.com.